My present, some say future, depends on me alone. This is Dr. Herbert L. Wiley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. My present, some say future, depends on me alone. My present depends on me alone. That's a very important experience. And my future depends on me alone. No matter what I think, no matter what I do, I live in the past, in the present, and the future. As far as I am concerned, as far as I am aware, there is only the present. And so I only live in the present. I want to keep my thoughts always positive, always dynamic, always loving and gentle and meaningful. And the only way to keep my thoughts positive, loving, gentle, and meaningful is for me to, at all times, recognize who and what I am. If I recognize that I am something that was, or something that will be, I am never really taking a full charge of who I am. I'm only taking charge of the possibilities and the has-beens. And these don't mean a thing. Because, in fact, we can change the past. Because as we remember what the past is, as we remember the things that happened in our past, we remember them with a colored attitude. We remember them as we think of them in joy, and then they become joy. If we think of them in sadness, they become sadness. If we think of them as opportunities to be the genius that we are, then, of course, this becomes a meaningful thing for us in that area. And likewise, when we think about the future, we think about the future, oh, how wonderful it'll be to have our vacation, how wonderful it'll be to go to the graduation of our children, how wonderful it will be to be retired, how wonderful it'll be to go to work on Monday and put to work the new ideas that I've been thinking about over the weekend. You see, all of these things are possibilities. All of these things are things that we think about for the future. And even when we think about them for the past, we're thinking about them in the way that we would like to think about them. Now, sometimes we think about them sadly in the past, and that's a very foolish thing to do because it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary for us to recreate any unhappy circumstance. Whenever a circumstance happens in our life, and it seems to say to us that it's an unhappy circumstance, we are the total ones who put the picture in motion for ourselves. We are the only ones who remember what it is about the past. We can remember it foolishly or lovingly, and I recommend we remember it lovingly. When we remember things lovingly, what happens? Well, when we remember things lovingly, we have a happy thought in our heart. We have good vibrations in our body. We have a feeling of rightness, a feeling of goodness about us. And this is a very wonderful thing for us to create in our being, the feeling of goodness. And whenever we feel that we must chastise ourselves, whenever we feel we must put ourselves down for any reason, we should stop and think, what is that reason? Is that a reason that we have inside of us, or is that a reason inside the community, inside the world in which we live? It's reminding us to behave or to do things right. Values, judgments, attitudes, ways of living our life are not something that happen because we are part of a community. They're not something that happen because we are living in a society or we're living in a group of people. At any way, it never happens that way. Values, judgments, and attitudes of beneficial things for us happen because it's our nature. It's our nature to be loving. It's our nature to be good. It's our nature to be kind. It's our nature to be thoughtful. It's our nature to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. It's our nature to do that. These are not things that are taught to us by our religion and our philosophy. These are things that are reality in our heart. And you say, well, a lot of people are not very nice. Well, When are you not very nice? You are not very nice when you think that someone else is doing something incorrect. You're judging them. You see, every time we judge anyone, we're not being very nice. And every time we think about things that were touched by other people's attitudes or were in any way looking at these things, we are giving power to them. And our joy, our love, should not be in giving power to the control of others, but or the control of ourselves, but just to let our natural self come forth. And the thought might be, our natural self might not be too good. No, our natural self is very good. What is perhaps not good, even from society's point of view, are the attitudes that we are taught by our family and our society and our world. And in our family and our society and our world, we're taught to take care of others first, and to do things for others first, to be concerned about our community. Let's just take one point. Here we have this point of living in a world where, oh, there's not enough food to eat. And we say, oh, these poor, underprivileged areas where they don't have enough food to eat, the third world countries or something like that, where people don't have enough to eat. And we say, we should send them something to eat. We should take care of them. We should do it. Well, I would offer a different point of view. I would say, first, we feed ourselves with the idea that we live in abundance. We have abundance of food, abundance of goods and things that make us happy. We live in abundance. Now, when we start to live in abundance, we create the rest of the world around us living in abundance. When we live in abundance, we think everybody else has abundance too. And we see them having abundance, and we recognize the good that is taking place in their life, and truly it is. Abundance is not something that we get from without. We can never help another person, whether it's our family, our children, whether it's our parents, whether it's anyone who is suffering from any experience of a lack of abundance. We give them of our abundance, and all they do is have more lack of abundance, because they are comparing. Now, if we were to say to ourselves, I am abundant, and be abundant, live in the consciousness of abundance, and say, all in my world are abundant. My parents are abundant. My children are abundant. My friends and neighbors and relatives of every kind are living in abundance. The people in the third world, if we were to all start saying that people in the third world live in abundance, and stop calling them third world, because they're not third world. They're first world, just like any other group of people. They're first world. They're first rate. They're people who are fantastic, people who are joyous, people who are filled with light and love and beauty. And we are the ones who fill them with light and love and beauty. And we do that in the present. We do that right this moment with our thought, with our ideal, with our dream, with our awareness for them. We do this in a very positive, dynamic way. And this positive, dynamic way is the way that says to us that all is abundant, all is harmony, all is peace. Yes, I know the old Pollyanna concept comes up, and you think, well, gosh, that can't be. Now, let's take that Pollyanna concept and tear it apart a little bit. The Pollyanna concept is saying all is good, all is beautiful, all is right, all is lovely. And then the realistic, if we want to say that, the humanistic attitude is that there are times when things are not right and good. And that's true. There are times. And these times are ones that we have created by saying all is not good. When we judge, when we rather turn our attention to the fact that all is good, you say that's judging too. No, that's not judging. That's just recognizing the truth. Well, it's just recognizing the truth when you say that there's a problem. No, you say there's a problem, and you don't say there's a solution. Now, if you say there's a solution, then you're not talking about the problem, and then you're talking about something that can express the reality that it is. Now, what is this reality that it is? The reality that it is the joy, the magnificence, the love, the beauty, the marvelous aspects of what it is. Scientists, philosophers, psychologists, people of every nature and every walk of life say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Everyone reports to us that what we dwell upon in our consciousness, that is what we experience. All of humanity know this as a very simple rule, a simple principle that guides our lives and guides our affairs and guides our activities. And yet, when it comes right down to it, we want to say that that's not true. And that is true. That is the Pollyanna law. That is the law, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That is a law that as you have good thoughts, good ideas, good dreams, so you have a good life. That's the law. That's the principle. That's what we live our lives on. That's what we live our lives based on. And it further goes that there is only now. Scientists report to us that there is only the now. And religion and philosophy have told us this throughout all time, that we live in the present. And I suggest to each of us that we live in the present tense, first person now, and live in that joyous feeling of reality, the joyous feeling of all being in divine order. And the only way that we can live in that is regardless of any outer appearances, regardless of any outer attitudes or feelings that might be around, we live in the divine reality right now. So today, we have the opportunity to live in the first person present tense positive. We have the opportunity to live in the Pollyanna aspect, which seems to say to us that all is good and beautiful and pure, and it is. We have the opportunity to create our world exactly as we want it to be. And the only way we can do that is to begin in the now. This day I see each of us living in the now, being the happiest, most joyous, most fulfilled being we have the capacity to be, right here in the now. And life is good and very good. There is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is abundance everywhere, and that abundance began with me. There is wholeness everywhere, including me, and that began with me and continues with me throughout all time, all space, all beingness, which is only here in the now. Have a lovely day and do beautiful things, and know that you are a fabulous being. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.